BBC News for Jerry Smith. President Obama and President Raul Castro have announced that the United States and Cuba will start talks in the next few months aimed at restoring diplomatic relations. John Sopel reports from Washington.
For over half a century since the world came to the brink of nuclear war over the sighting of Russian cruise missiles on the small Caribbean island, relations with the US have been in the deep freeze. But now Cuba's pariah status looks set to change following this announcement from Barack Obama.
We will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
It's hard to exaggerate the importance of the announcement from the president. Every year, sanctions have been renewed on the grounds that Cuba, in America's eyes, was a state sponsor of terrorism. Trade bans were in place. Diplomatic relations were broken off. Travel severely restricted. But now, that is all set to change.
President Castro has urged the US to end a 5-decades-old economic embargo, saying it's done huge damage to Cuba. The embargo can only be lifted with the approval of Congress, which is controlled by the Republicans. They have traditionally opposed any such move. President Obama said isolation had clearly failed, and it did not serve anyone's interest to continue to push Cuba towards collapse. But the House Speaker, John Boehner, said relations should not be normalized until Cubans enjoyed freedom. Shortly before the statements by the two presidents, an American government contractor detained by the Cuban authorities 5 years ago, Alan Gross, landed in the US. Mr. Gross, who's in poor health, had been sentenced for importing banned satellite technology to Cuba. He welcomed the beginning of the new era in relations between the two countries.
To me, Cubanos, or at least most of them, are incredibly kind, generous, and talented. It pains me to see them treated so unjustly as a consequence of two governments' mutually belligerent policies. 5.5 decades of history show us that such belligerence inhibits better judgment. Two wrongs never make a right.
Havana has also freed an unnamed American intelligence officer who'd been in jail in Cuba for nearly 20 years. In exchange, Washington has released 3 high-profile Cuban prisoners, part of the group known as the Cuban Five, who are serving lengthy sentences for espionage. Schools, businesses and markets across northwest Pakistan have been closed in mourning for the more than 140 victims of the Taliban massacre in Peshawar. The Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif promised to rid his country of terrorism following the killings. You're listening to World News, coming to you from the BBC. There are reports from Syria that more than 230 bodies have been found in a mass grave in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor. A British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, believes that the dead were members of the same tribe and that they were killed by militants loyal to the Islamic State group. Alan Johnston reports.
The monitoring group says all the dead in this mass grave were from a tribe called the Al-Shaytat. Its members have stood up to the Islamic State after it seized their area. But IS crushed this display of resistance with great brutality. Back in August, there were reports of many killings and the severed heads of tribesmen being left in public view on the streets. The monitoring group believes that the discovery of this mass grave brings the tribe's losses to more than 900.
The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon says he's leaving today for West Africa to visit the countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. He will travel to Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone and Mali. Pope Francis has received an unusual gift on his 78th birthday, the sight of crowds of people dancing the tango in St. Peter's Square in Rome. More from David Rilley.
The loudspeakers, which normally broadcast hymns and prayers, belted out favourite tango tunes. Hundreds of couples weaved their way across the cobblestones to the slinky rhythms of the sensual Argentinian dance. "It's our birthday present to the Pope," said one woman. When he was a teenager, Pope Francis used to love to dance the tango, his sister told one of his biographers. The future Pope even worked briefly as a bouncer at a nightclub.
And that's the BBC News.